Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
To mourners in Dujiangyang, China, for the victims of a school collapse. Witnesses described mothers and fathers wailing over their children's bodies. State media estimates nearly 20,000 people have died and tens of thousands are still buried under rubble. 50,000 troops are conducting searches for survivors and delivering aid, but bad weather is making a hard job harder, with rainstorms triggering landslides and blocking roads. The country's prime minister is personally overseeing the operation, and Edward Wong from the New York Times is in Chengdu, where he just came back from the mountainous regions. Edward, just how bad is it?
It's pretty bad. I haven't even seen the worst of it. The first day I got here, I went to the place that you just mentioned, Dujiangyan, and there I saw buildings. Every block had an apartment block that was collapsed. I saw bodies trapped in the rubble. I talked to people who were crying because their family members were trapped in the rubble and probably dead, and there were people sifting through the rubble just to try and find the bodies in there. Last night, I was up in the more mountainous regions where some of the worst impact was felt, and the houses were flattened, roofs were caved in, and the government was sending convoys of military trucks, ambulances, fire trucks up into the mountains to try and help people and to bring people back down. I saw trucks, open back trucks with maybe 50 people packed into the back of each truck, driving down into larger cities. And the government had set up a large tent camp in a muddy field up in this one town called Yong'an, which I was in. And there were some families living there, very desperate to get out. They were asking people if they had cars, if they could give them rides down out of the mountains.
Talking about the mountainous regions, we've read some reports that many of the roads are blocked and that actually you have hundreds and hundreds of troops who are literally walking to some of the hard-hit regions. Did you see some of that? And how is all of this emergency and relief help getting to the people who need it?
I didn't actually see the troops walking. I saw convoys driving up into those regions. I assume that once they got up to where they would have to start walking, they would do so. Because of police blockades, we couldn't get close enough to the actual point where they had entered the impassable parts of the road. In terms of whether aid's getting through, I mean, obviously, you pointed out the fact that weather and terrain are big obstacles, and that's true. There are some reports that that they've gotten through to the epicenter area of the quake, which is very difficult to get to, that some of the troops that were on foot managed to get through there, and that they've evacuated several hundred people, maybe as many as 800 from that area. And so there are some people getting through, but it's obviously not on the scale that we would like to see.
And Edward, let's talk about the government response for a moment, because government officials have been widely praised for a very rapid response. Is that how people on the ground are feeling? Are they feeling like the government is responding as it should?
Well, I think it varies depending on who you talk to. I spoke to one woman the first morning that I got here, and she had just lost her mother and her child in one of the building collapses, and she said that she called some local officials maybe 10 times or so, and that they hadn't responded to her. And we spoke to someone up in whose mother lived in the mountains, and he was saying that he felt that there was enough water and food being carried up into the mountains. But again, like I was saying, there are limits simply because of terrain. And from what I saw myself, it seemed like that the government was responding fairly quickly. There was a mass mobilization on the part of the army the very first night, during the first afternoon that the earthquake struck. And like I was saying, you could see convoys of people just going up into these townships that were fairly hard hit. I think the scale of the disaster makes it hard to judge how satisfied people will be, because obviously with such a large disaster. Right. It's impossible to cover every inch of ground here.
Edward Wong, foreign correspondent for the New York Times, we thank you.
An arduous Thanks. Bit of reporting. Thank you very much, Edward. We want to remind you, our takeaway question is something we asked last week and we're continuing to talk about today. At 877-8-MY-TAKE, tell us your story of when you decide to give in the wake of natural disasters.
And you can tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.